Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level A.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear, "Are you catching the 12:15 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about? You will read, A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin. Number 1. Good morning, United Airlines. What can I do for you?
I'd like to book a flight ticket to Beijing next week.
Question. What does the man want to do? Number 2. Mike, have you found a new job yet?
Yes, I'm a project manager in a technical company now.
Question. What's the man's job now?
Number 3. Excuse me, where can I change some U.S. dollars?
Please go to window 7.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? Number 4. Mary, would you go to a movie with us tonight?
Sorry, but I'm busy today. How about tomorrow?
Question. What does the woman mean?
Number 5. John, are you happy with your new job?
Well, I'm a little worried because I have more responsibilities now.
Question. How does the man feel about his new job?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Now I'll ask you some other questions, Miss Lee.
Yes, please.
What do you think of your present company?
I could not say that everything is perfect there, but it has given me many chances.
Then why are you leaving your present job?
Because your company is a global one, and I like the international environment here.
Does your current employer know you are leaving?
Not yet, but I believe he will let me go.
Can you get a reference letter from him?
I'm sure I can.
Question number 6. What is the woman doing?
Question number 7. Why does the woman want to join the man's company? Now listen again.
Now I'll ask you some other questions, Miss Lee.
Yes, please.
What do you think of your present company?
I could not say that everything is perfect there, but it has given me many chances.
Then why are you leaving your present job?
Because your company is a global one, and I like the international environment here.
Does your current employer know you are leaving?
Not yet, but I believe he will let me go.
Can you get a reference letter from him?
I'm sure I can.
Question number 6. What is the woman doing?
Question number 7. Why does the woman want to join the man's company? Conversation 2.
Hello, Linda. This is John Black from CBC Company.
Good morning, Mr. Black.
I have to fly to New York to sign a contract this afternoon.
But you have an appointment with our manager, Mr. Brown.
Yes, but could we put it off until next week?
Let me see. Next week. What about next Wednesday?
That's all right. Shall we make it 9 o'clock?
Let me have a check. Sorry, he'll be in a meeting then. How about 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
3 o'clock? That's fine.
I'll tell him to expect you in his office. Have a nice trip, Mr. Black.
Thank you.
Question number 8. Why does John Black call Linda?
Question number 9. Why does John Black want to fly to New York?
Question number 10. What time will Mr. Black meet Mr. Brown next Wednesday? Now listen again.
Hello, Linda. This is John Black from CBC Company.
Good morning, Mr. Black.
I have to fly to New York to sign a contract this afternoon.
But you have an appointment with our manager, Mr. Brown.
Yes, but could we put it off until next week?
Let me see. Next week. What about next Wednesday?
That's all right. Shall we make it 9 o'clock?
Let me have a check. Sorry, he'll be in a meeting then. How about 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
3 o'clock? That's fine.
I'll tell him to expect you in his office. Have a nice trip, Mr. Black.
Thank you.
Question number 8. Why does John Black call Linda?
Question number 9. Why does John Black want to fly to New York?
Question number 10. What time will Mr. Black meet Mr. Brown next Wednesday? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now, listen to the passage.
Many young people find that the internet is a good place to make friends. They can talk with people from other countries and of different cultures. In this way, they practice language skills and learn more about new cultures. However, it is important to know that talking with strangers on the internet can be dangerous. To protect yourself online, you should never give your personal information to anyone you are talking with. That includes your home address, phone number, and bank account. Stop talking with others if you feel uncomfortable with the topics of conversation. If someone says or does something you feel uncomfortable with, don't give any response.
Question number 11. What do many young people think of the internet?
Question number 12. What can young people practice on the internet?
Question number 13. What is important for young people to know when talking with strangers online?
Question number 14. What should you do to protect yourself online?
Question number 15. What should you do if you feel uncomfortable with the topics of conversation? Now listen again.
Many young people find that the internet is a good place to make friends. They can talk with people from other countries and of different cultures. In this way, they practice language skills and learn more about new cultures. However, it is important to know that talking with strangers on the internet can be dangerous. To protect yourself online, you should never give your personal information to anyone you are talking with. That includes your home address, phone number, and bank account. Stop talking with others if you feel uncomfortable with the topics of conversation. If someone says or does something you feel uncomfortable with, don't give any response.
Question number 11. What do many young people think of the internet?
Question number 12. What can young people practice on the internet?
Question number 13. What is important for young people to know when talking with strangers online?
Question number 14. What should you do to protect yourself online?
Question number 15. What should you do if you feel uncomfortable with the topics of conversation? This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力考试结束。